This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Today we're taking a look at how Georgia plays on the national field of politics. Helping us out is U.S. Congressman David Scott, who represents Georgia's 13th district. The district includes six counties and the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, one of the busiest airports in the world. Congressman, welcome.
Oh, it's good to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So there's big news brewing in your town. Delta and Northwest Airlines announced that the two companies would merge, and that merged company could become the world's largest airline. So Delta, of course, is based in Atlanta. It's being reported that the new company would be headquartered there. So is that good news for the city?
It's very good news. I mean, that's what we were concerned about all along. We've been working with Delta. We realized that given the economy, especially with rising fuel costs and with the competition in the industry, ever since 9/11, the airline industry has been faced with just some calamitous challenges, and we're just pleased and delighted that they were able to see this through. Having the headquarters in Atlanta is very important. Keeping the hubs around the nation open is very important, and around the world. But what this does is also it extends the infrastructure of Delta Airlines in terms of convenience and routes for customers all around the world. So this is very, very important to us. Now, the one thing we've got to be mindful of course, is that this is the first step. Because when that word synergy comes, that sometimes means jobs. I'm very, very aware of that. I have been in touch with Delta ever since they first came to this decision. They were kind enough to call me at home. We talked. I wanted to make sure that because in my district that you just outlined, I represent more Delta employees and retirees than any other congressional district. So you see, I am very sensitive to make sure that the commitment that they have made to the pensions and the retirees are not backtracked on. I am very much want to hold Delta's feet to the fire to make sure that the word synergy is not a word that will mean the displacement of workers. We want this to be an expansive opportunity and not a restrictive and contracting one.
Congressman, you have an MBA from the Wharton School of Finance at the University of Pennsylvania, one of the best in the country. And Atlanta came to international prominence during the Olympics back in 1996. There are certainly some strong companies headquartered here like CNN. You've got a huge amount of Coca-Cola influence. But there's also the role of smaller entrepreneurs. How do you see in this time of recession Atlanta maintaining some kind of economic stability?
Well, I think what we have to do is the employers that are there are going to have to be very, very generous. And we're going to have to work in three major areas, housing, credit, and employment. You find in Atlanta a rich history of a business community that has been very, very involved, very, very unselfish, and very, very giving in terms of making sure that everybody in that community certainly participates and is viable. This news about Delta is going to ricochet and have a very, very positive effect.
Speaking of tough economic times, how are you, as a person who has such influence, and how is the city going to deal with this overall mortgage crisis and the fact that across the country, millions of Americans potentially could lose their homes? What can Congress in particular and you as a congressman do to really help with that?
Well, first of all, we've got to stop the bleeding. And understand that we've got to stop the foreclosures. We have to find a way to put some pressure on the investors who are buying up many of these mortgages to make sure that they refinance and restructure these mortgages. We have a bill that we're working in our Financial Service Committee that will do just that, that we're having hearings on. Thirdly, I am advocating that we put a 90-day moratorium on all foreclosures and mandate that we restructure and refinance those, and also mandate that we do so by bringing down the interest and the penalties to a level that reflects the value of the home. We're making sure that that bankruptcy judges, if it gets to that level, will be able to force these investors who own these properties to refinance and restructure. See, that is the key thing. The key thing is keeping people in their homes. By requiring them to refinance and restructure, make sure that we can do it at a level where the home, the value of the home is taken into consideration, and the particular financial circumstances of the individual is taken into consideration.
So, Congressman, I want to take a quick tour of one last topic, which is the election. Obviously, a very exciting year. Initially, as a superdelegate, you supported Senator Hillary Clinton, and then in February, the Associated Press reported that you switched your support to Senator Obama. Did you make this decision based on the will of your constituents, and are they happy with your decision? And are you happy with your decision?
Yes. He is a phenomenon. He is an extraordinary person, and I think it's just an extraordinary development. But when I made my decision with Senator Clinton, we had a working relationship. So what do? You have a relationship. When she came and asked me to help her, it was important for me to do that, and I did that in October. That was fine then, and my constituents were very happy with that. But then, that was before Iowa, and that was before my constituents voted. But once that happened, they said, hey, this fellow has hope, and there's change here, and 80% of the people in my district, and about 75% or 70% statewide, went for Obama. And the very first thing I did was, I've got to represent the interests of my constituents, and when I go to the convention in Denver, I will vote for Obama, and I support him.
Well, Congressman Scott, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you. Anytime.
Congressman David Scott represents Georgia's 13th District, and he joined us from Capitol Hill.